This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are counting down to the mixtape tour. Oh, my God. They were at second row seats. Oh, that's pretty good. New Kids on the Block. Salt and Peppa. Naughty by Nature. Tiffany. Debbie Gibson. What? Okay. And all week we've been counting down from the fifth row. Tomorrow, front row tickets.
Push it.
It's not like such an angry slut.
No. Push it real good.
Push it.
You sound very excited about
push it.
Push it real good.
So multi-track. It's unbelievable.
What a remix, Brent. That is. That is great. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of second row tickets to the mixtape tour on May 29th at the SAP Center. That's this coming
Wednesday.
Listen
to this. Hey. Come on.
You're going to be dancing your ass off of this thing. Tomorrow, front row tickets. Oh, sorry, Vinny.
Any second now, we got a chorus coming.
Oh. It's never happened.
There it is.
Vinny is dancing.
That's
you should
what it's
go
called,
to
right?
Show.
Hip Hop Hooray?
You should go.
Is it called Hip Hop Hooray?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
I know these guys.
Give them $5, Sarah.
Give me $5.
No, that's not. You guys do not seem to understand how games work.
No, we do. I just won.
No.
You hear me guess that?
You know what? I'm just going to write you a check. It'll be fine. Tomorrow.
Just Venmo them.
Just whatever you say, Vinny. Just tell me what I owe you at the
All
end
right.
of the, at the end of the.
Right now, you're at $5.
Oh, okay. Let me know at the end of the show.
Okay.
Keep track.
Will
I know
do.
You're really good at that, so I'm sure I'll get an accurate count at
uh-huh.
the end of the day. Your counting is flawless.
$5. Got it.
Oh, so tomorrow, front row tickets. I just got handed this. All I've seen is the headline. I'm going to look at it, and
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you what,
what
I think.
Is it?
We finally have the Big Brother 21 premiere date. There's already a twist, is what the title says. Yes, everyone, just when you thought we were done talking about shows you hate with the end of Survivor and the end of Game of Thrones. Listen up, bitches. We're going to be talking about this all summer long. Get her.
I love it.
Me
Last
too.
Night, there was no sports on, you know, because we're the NHL finished and there was a break in the
Warriors. Yeah.
I would have done anything for a little Big Brother.
Or Survivor. Oh, my God. You know, I didn't know what to do with myself. I got home from dinner and I'm like, I guess I'll finish the laundry and go to bed.
Boy, you got home and sighed?
I did. Well, you know, you only have an hour left. You're like, what do I do with this hour?
Well, what would you do? Hip hop parade?
Well, I
actually, I consider going outside and sewing more.
Aw, that's sweet.
I didn't do it.
Oh, right, that's funny, yes.
With 2 feet clacking up in the air.
Oh, Vinny. Foot five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here we go. I'm just going to read you the story. I haven't read it yet. Summer starts June 25th, because that's when Big Brother 21 premieres.
Mm-hmm.
They announced the date. It looks like Monday. It's the two-night premiere event, June 25th and 26th. At 8 o'clock-ish. And, yeah, Julie Chen Moonves.
She's there.
So, June 25th is a Tuesday. Usually, it airs on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So, after its first Sunday airing on June 30th, the show is going to return to that rotation. starting with the Wednesday, July 10th.
You know
episode.
What? It always coincides when we have to go to Sonoma, I feel like.
Oh, is that when we're going?
We're going Wednesday, the 26th of June.
Oh, what's our deal this year? For this is for the pool party?
Yeah,
are
for
we
the pool
talking
party,
about this yet?
Well, we're going to start to give away probably.
This is
know,
a fun event, you guys.
I got it on the 26th and 27th.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So that's, the 26th, we'll do the
secret show
pool party.
Yeah.
And then the live show.
27th,
on the 27th
is on the Thursday.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is so fun.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
What do you mean?
Entertainment wise.
Oh.
You know, budgets and all.
Yeah, got to work it out. Listen, you guys in the pool is always very entertaining. If you ever want to play games in a pool, you got to come to this.
I don't want to do karaoke again, though.
Oh,
that's
I love
what
karaoke.
I don't want to.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe. Well, I'm thinking about that. Someone performing.
Rooney.
I'm thinking about it. But we have to get him a room. We have to get him a room. And it has to be a whole thing.
That seems like it's going to be a really fun event.
It's going to be
amazing. All right, anyway, so I guess we're working out the details on that.
Yeah, but well, so Big exciting. Brother coincides usually with our Sonoma trip.
Right.
So we do a screening. I don't know.
Yeah, that's... yeah,
so
let's do that.
It's not celebrity Big Brother. It's just regular.
It's regular Big Brother, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to watch that in our room, Ben. Big Brother.
Oh, let's go to Vinny's room.
Oh, yeah, let's have a viewing party in Vinny's room afterward.
Yay.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Because the pool party goes
you
from
guys
like
won't,
7
though.
To
you
9,
know what?
Right?
You guys will be like, you'll have a couple pops, and you'll be like, hey, let's stay a minute. What's your rush?
All right, Vinny, it'll be you and me.
Have a good one, punk! As I slink off to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun. So June 25th is a Tuesday. That's when it starts, but it won't be on Tuesdays after that. And let's see, blah, blah, blah. Anything else here?
No returning. What's the twist you were saying?
I think the twist is that it's going to be on a Tuesday.
That's stupid.
I know. They're saying remaining episodes of The Amazing Race could be the problem. No, that's it. And I'm not seeing anything about a cast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But that's good news. June 25th, 1 month and 2 days from now. It's graduation season.
Yeah, it is.
Jennifer Garner gave the commencement speech at Denison University in Ohio. She graduated from there in 1994. And she had 8 life tips for the graduates.
Yeah.
You ready for this, Hooman? I know you're all about the commencement speeches. Here they are, the 8 tips she has. Number one. Don't walk down the Grand Canyon to see what it looks like from the bottom. It's great from the top. You should just do that. But when you get to the bottom, though, it's just a big hill, and it's a pain in the ass to climb back up.
Yeah,
so
but
just look at it from the top.
Usually people go down with donkeys or horses. If you can pay for donkeys or horses, go do it. All right, what's the next one?
Don't smoke and don't vape. We know vaping smells like maple syrup or pineapple or cotton candy, whatever it is. Now that you're going to be adulting, it's not cute. Just don't do it. I'm going to say this because everyone says it, but you won't listen because no one does. Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s.
Mm.
These are her life tips, Jennifer Garner's life tips for the
good point, Ben,
graduating
right?
I feel like we're 0 for 3.
It's a good point, but honestly, these kids want to go party. Mm. Like, you're killing me, Jennifer Garner.
I feel like we're 0 for 3.
Okay, let's see how we do here. When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox?
That's what she said for a graduation speech.
These are the 8 tips.
Oh my gosh.
That's 4 of them.
First of all, that one is so bad that it's like it destroys whatever she has left.
Number 5. Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no.
That's not true. That is not true. Some people are on the fence all the time about stuff, and then something will tip them one way or the other.
Did people walk out?
I don't have that in this story.
You don't have that people were leaving?
Where was this?
This was at Denison University.
Oh, that's where she graduated from.
Right. Yes.
Okay, got it.
But in I can't Ohio. Believe no one said, I don't got time for this.
They maybe did. Maybe they were speaking amongst themselves.
People use Halloween as an opportunity to dress slutty. Like, that's one of the
reasons.
Oh,
you're stuck on
Halloween.
That one still, huh?
Well, people. Yeah, that one is like.
You could be a mailbox, though.
She was funny.
I might have to be a mailbox this year.
That's dumb. I can't even see your face.
Please
who is,
deposit
who's,
here.
Yeah, you open, yeah. You open the thing here. And my face is in there.
Oh, you got to open the thing. But how do you see out? That one has too many problems, the mailbox. Bad idea. Bad example.
What? I think it's great. Deposit here.
Naughty nurse.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Is that your mail slot?
Are you saying? Right
she's wide open, everyone.
I don't get it.
What does that mean?
Be a mailbox this year.
I'm banging my hips against the sides of the... Never mind.
Number six. That impose self-discipline around three things. Have a book on your bedside table at all times and read it, obviously. Be in charge of your consumption of social media and foster a sense of humor about yourselves because otherwise you run the risk of being boring.
You're boring.
Oh. Yeah.
And I love her.
Number seven.
You do?
Super boring. I do. Oh. So look at her. She's
she dating a married guy right now?
I don't know who she's dating. Okay. I thought she was really into some dude. I thought she might have even gotten engaged or something.
When they started dating.
Well, you know, that can be changed.
Well, I guess that's all right.
You know, people
they're
are married.
They're separated, okay?
That's a mixed signal. I'm still married, but I'll date you.
Well, that's a no.
Okay.
Number seven. If you're a woman, and pardon me for being binary for just a second, the stage has been set. The world is yours to grab. Go out and get it, girl!
You can only say that in America. You're in the Middle East, you could never say that.
And number eight, this is the last one.
I hope she says, learn how to read words off a page and make them believable, because you'll make bank.
Mm.
Look at me.
Right, hello.
We're 60 million, I'm good.
Yeah.
These were Jennifer Garner's 8 life tips for graduates.
Get a credit card commercial.
Commencement
You'll make
speech.
So much money.
Here's her final tip.
Yeah.
Stay close to your friends from college. You've just spent 4 years hanging out with them. That history is invaluable. Work friends, you talk to them about work. Lovers, you talk to them about love and dinner reservations. But friends from college, you can talk to them about everything. And you can do nothing with them and still be happy. My friends from Denison mean the world to me. Have gotten me through everything possible. And without them, I wouldn't know any Republicans.
Oh
I was
God.
Down until that last part. But,
that's
okay.
Officially 0 for 8. Every single one of those was an
oh,
F.
Oh, that's too bad.
You're the students want to hear.
And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that student loan forgiveness?
There's the winner of the graduation season right there.
2019.
I want to thank our friends in Iran living in a terrible circumstances right now. I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with. So.
Oh my God! There is a guy dying
up here.
Jesus,
dude!
You're
gonna be mixed who messages this, right now.
Who wrote this down? These are, I don't want to say this.
Vomit! I can't speak these words. Oh my God!
Oh my!
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, when Jesus. Yes.
Nobody can say no.
Yeah, game over.
Two sides to every story, guys.
Okay.
Two sides. Natalie Portman says, we did not date. Moby says, yeah, we did. We totally did. He said, I recently read a gossip piece wherein Natalie Portman said that we'd never dated. This confused me, as we did, in fact, date. He's 53 now. He captioned a throwback picture of himself in Portman, who's now 37. On Instagram yesterday, he says, and after briefly dating in 1999, we remained friends for years. I like Natalie. I respect her intelligence and activism. But to be honest, I can't figure out why she would actively misrepresent the truth about our, albeit brief, involvement. He says, I completely respect Natalie's possible regret in dating me. To be fair, I'd probably regret dating me too. But it doesn't alter the actual facts of our brief romantic history. He says...
That's it, too. I mean, is that what you'd guess? That she's just like, I don't want to be associated with that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Deny.
Well, how can you deny someone that you hooked up with, though? You got to say, yeah, I did it. It was a moment in lapse or whatever.
I don't know if they did or not. Listen to this. So this is there's a new book that Moby's got out, and that's why we've even heard this story.
Mm-hmm.
Then it fell apart.
Book, by the way.
Right. What other books? What else has
he
read about?
A couple others. Wish I could look up, but I don't have a laptop.
I guess he saved this nugget. So then it fell apart. He says he and the Oscar winner dated when they were 33 and 20. Given their age difference, she would have been 18. He says in the book, at midnight, she brought me to her dorm room. That was at Harvard University, by the
Gross.
Way.
Gross.
And we lay down next to each other on her small bed. After she fell asleep, I carefully extracted myself from her arms and took a taxi back to my hotel. I tried to be Natalie's boyfriend, but she told me she'd met someone else. She says, I was surprised to hear that he characterized the very short time that I knew him as dating. My recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I just graduated from high school.
Jeez. Hmm. Moby, you shouldn't have posted that. Because now, yeah.
Wrote it in.
Then It Fell Apart is his new book, right?
Yeah.
He's got a book called Porcelain in 2016 and another book called Destroyed in 2011.
Oh, boy.
I guess that's what you get for screaming, I boned Natalie Portman.
Right. Do you think they did it?
Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations.
Why would he...
With that woman.
With that woman.
Why would he ever claim that they were an item if he didn't, like... That only brings up the question, and
like,
then
did you bone her?
And then his answer is, "Well, no, we only
we laid together on her small bed in her dorm room."
Ren and I hung out with Moby once.
Oh, really?
That doesn't sound like anything to brag about.
Did you guys make love?
We never even talked about.
Did you
date
him?
Brought. He was at our yoga retreat that we were at in Lake Tahoe.
I don't know. He just seemed kind of creepy to me.
Oh, Brent.
Did he hit on you, Brent?
I'm joking. No, we just hung out. It was a party.
It was fine.
Yoga party. Oh, fun.
Sounds boring.
Does sound boring.
I mean, I don't know why Moby doesn't write another hit. Like, what's he doing?
Instead of writing all these books, he should be writing hits.
Yeah.
Michael Avenatti has been charged with fraud and aggravated identity theft for snatching about $300,000 from Stormy Daniels. Yet another person he's stealing money from. They say he spent this $300,000 on a Ferrari, airfare, hotels, restaurant delivery, payroll at his law firm. If you're not meeting payroll and you have to steal $300,000 from a client, can you not buy a Ferrari with it? Should you not put some of that away? It's just like that Lil Nas X guy who buys a Maserati with the first $250,000 he gets.
Right, for who? Vinny? Tim
for,
Rob?
No. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy Ray.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X.
But I'm worried about him.
Lil Nas X.
Let's keep an eye on his net worth.
Yeah. What is Lil Nas X's net worth right now?
I'm going to say $3 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I'd be surprised.
I would too.
He's a young man.
And this is his first hit. This is the song that got him signed.
And usually
but it's
it says estimated around 2.7.
Oh. What?
Yay!
Well, he just spent 10% of that on a Maserati. Yeah. I guess he's banking on the future.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match.
What?
I want to do the montage tomorrow, and can I please have this in my, because I want to slap my ass with it, too. I might bring a cowboy hat tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's remember to do that.
I love
let's
just, it.
We
I
haven't
love
done
it every hour.
So
we haven't done it
so
in so long, because Newman hasn't been here on Fridays.
Yeah.
All right, we'll
how's
do
that
it.
Look, Yuzi?
I got the horses in the
wait,
bag.
Hold on.
Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the horses black.
Oh boy, I hope you're watching this show.
I'll do it better tomorrow.
Practice today.
Okay.
All day. We'll let you know how you're doing. What's coming up, Ben? Oh.
The most dateable jobs after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we are going to play back the Madonna interview that we did yesterday. It was for the best. That we were actually a little bummed that we didn't get to just do it live on the air. They were like, nah, she wants to tape it and want to make sure everything, we want to be able to veto stuff, I guess. They want to be able to keep their thumb on top of it. So we're going to play it back for you today, coming up just after 7 o'clock. Madonna on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
We are amazing.
Oh my God, we are amazing.
I like to think so.
Thanks, Susan.
Wait till you hear the Madonna
interview. Oh yeah, just wait. Just you wait. Just you wait.
Anyway, let's see. This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free. So, San Francisco Credit Union, Alice Radio.
Yeah. It's a partnership.
You're in.
Yep.
So we got a 3-day weekend coming up. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. According to this story I'm reading here in the Merc, roadways are going to be packed more than ever. Mm. More than 5.4 million Californians are projected to travel over the upcoming 3-day weekend, an increase of 4.3% from last year. So get an early start, I guess, is the only thing they can recommend.
Now.
You know, let me ask you a question.
Exactly, leave today.
This is a story, one of the many stories that never, and I don't have it anymore, but it crossed my desk. And it's how many hours of driving is it worth before you say, we got to fly? We got to just fly there. That's too far. I'm not driving for, because I feel like, for example, I'll give you an example. 6 hours of driving to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'll grab my keys and be on my way while you're still deciding. Mm. Like, I'm out of here. It's just, but by the time you're done dealing with security, getting in the,
I feel like 6 hours is kind of like, 6 hours is still a lot. Like, I would rather fly to LA than drive to LA.
Yeah. But I'll drive to Santa Barbara.
Oh.
But I will not.
But it's only an hour further.
It's the whole LA scene.
Right.
The whole traffic, the whole maze of LA.
Yeah.
So I'll drive to Santa Barbara. That's a straight shot. But after that,
Yeah. I think it does depend. But you're absolutely right. By the time you have driven yourself to the airport, waited an hour for your flight,
An Uber. I mean, all these things you're juggling.
Right.
I'm already gone. I'm already an hour down the road as you're like finally coming to the conclusion, ha, we should fly.
Right. It seems like it's faster to fly, but there's so much involved on either end of the flight that it's not faster. So, yeah, I'm going to say 5 or 6 hours. Although, you know, it's, what is it, 6 or 7 hours down to, maybe even more down to Irvine, and they're just going to drive it. But they need a car, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's got stuff. You don't want to put that on the plane.
Right.
You're going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys
not this weekend, though.
No. Couple weekends later.
I'm going to fly, but it's because this is a stick-and-move mission. This is not, if I were staying for a while, I'd probably drive. Mm. But we are in and out.
It's a day.
So... anyway, this Memorial weekend, and it's coming up, it's going to be packed on the roadways. So get ready.
Patience.
Breathe.
Or don't. Then you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
A new survey by eHarmony.com asked single people, what jobs make a person dating and relationship material? What job? When someone says, I am
a doctor,
number one. Doctor or nurse is number one. Teacher or professor. Veterinarian.
Oh, a vet.
A vet.
Oh, I love animals.
I'm totally in.
Firefighter or police officer.
Oh, God, really? Those seem like scary professions to me.
Yeah, but they're also brave.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't want to worry about you every day as you walk out the door.
Well, I'm just dating you. I don't love you
yet. They're part of my people that I won't date.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yes.
But you love firefighters.
I love them, and I will date them, but I will not marry you.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
I mean, your firefighter story is one of my favorite stories.
Right.
Well, you know,
I don't even know that guy's name, and he's the
I wish.
I know, I don't remember
his
name.
Did you just call him the hose?
Big hose. Oh. But.
Nice, Yuzi.
I just won't marry certain professions.
Do you ever tell the firefighter story like it's yours?
No.
Oh.
I can't even remember all the details. You brought him lunch. Just like to be nice to the firefighters, but then there was some drinks.
That's another
story.
One. That's totally different.
Story.
This was the one at night where they.
No wonder I never told it as my own.
I jumped on the fire engine and.
Right.
Hey. Oh. Yeah.
She couldn't talk. engineer or architect on the list, lawyer, computing and IT, artist or designer, office worker and writer. Those are the names, the jobs. The
writer.
Writer.
Huh. Office worker. That doesn't seem sexy.
It's admirable, though. Workers. It's admirable. Someone's got to do it.
You know what?
It.
You've got a
Thank
job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate office workers so much.
Yeah.
Writer, though. People who write books are amazing.
Well, if they write, I mean, published author, maybe, but writer, okay. So you blog?
No, Sarah, a blog. It's calling
a blog.
A blog.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll have to watch a couple of your writing pieces before I decide if I'm going to date you or not.
The biggest job turnoff is politician. Who comes across them ever?
You know, Chris Kelly's kind of like, he's not a politician, doesn't run, but he's so into politics. I actually put my hand on his arm at that Johnny Miller. I was like, if we're just going to talk about politics, let's talk about anything else. I don't want to sit here and hear. He started like running down his thoughts on every candidate.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you dumped Chris Kelly?
I didn't dump him.
He never even got a chance.
I didn't dump him.
I just told him no.
I said no. We're not talking about that. I go, no, I don't want to hear. I go, you're going to run down all your candidates. He goes,
Let's talk about our favorite subject, Hooman.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Hooman. Let's do that.
We both love Hooman. Yeah.
He loves sports, too, which I can't really.
He owns the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was funny because one of the guys on the softball team was actually, they had the deepest, it was like they were on a first date. I'm like, oh, my God, look at those two getting along.
About politics.
No, about sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're both like into the same teams and they're just touching each other like, oh, yeah, all that's. Oh, more about sports.
People from Sacramento, and I don't know that that guy was, but they love their Kings because it's all they got.
Yeah.
That's their team. Mm-hmm. So.
I don't know what team they were talking about. I wasn't really paying attention, but they were in.
The survey about jobs, the most dateable jobs, also found that food's very important when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're like a picky eater and.
Well, they say
you're just gonna eat a salad.
It's important for someone to like going out to restaurants.
Yeah.
I need you to like that.
Yeah. I want to have fun at restaurants and try new things.
It's it's one of the most desirable interests.
Oh, how funny.
Is to say, I love going to restaurants.
I love food. You overcame that, you know. You hate restaurants.
I don't hate restaurants. I prefer to eat really plain foods, and I prefer to eat quickly, fairly quickly anyway.
Yeah. Sitting around, taking your time over a meal, not really your scene.
Yeah.
It's not really my scene either. As much as I like food, I don't want to stay at a restaurant. Once we're all done eating, let's get the out of here.
I'm going to have a couple more drinks, though.
I love that person.
I'm not drinking.
Goes, coffee? I'd love one. Oh, come on.
You know what? That is one of the banes of my existence. I'm like, really, we're having coffee now? I'm going to go outside and smoke.
Well, I don't know. This is the other one, too, when the coffee person. Well, I don't know. What time is it? Should I get decaf or regular? 7 o'clock.
How about a martini?
Oh, my God.
How about something that'll help you sleep?
Is that worse than the date that keeps sending the waitress away because she's been looking at the menu for 30 minutes and still can't figure out what she wants?
That's annoying. That is annoying, too.
We've only
freaking pick something. Just pick something. I'll pick something for you.
I used to date this girl, and she would always...
Well, this is going to be good. Everybody, get ready.
She would always... This is the girl who I lived in Chicago with.
Kindlin.
Yes.
This is like the way back machine. This is so long ago.
Everything about this chick sucked.
Yeah, she was terrible.
Well, when you're young, you're dumb, right, everybody?
No.
Right.
No, I mean, we didn't really.
Well, you're telling me you made good decisions when you dated when you were young, Vinny?
I dated some really hot chicks.
Well,
yeah.
We're not talking about hot. We're talking about stable.
Well, I wasn't trying to marry them. I was a kid.
How hot was the chick you slammed the door in front of and ripped the paper?
She was pretty hot.
All right. But you still slammed the door.
And ripped the paper.
Anyway, every time I go out with this girl, she would always pick these crazy restaurants. I'm like, all right. And she would look at the menu. She'd send the waiter away 4 to 5 times every time, minimum. And then she would always pick the weirdest thing on the menu. And I knew it was going to happen. She was going to hate it. And then she'd be like, I don't like this. Can I have your food? I'm like, sure.
Switch plates with her?
I would have to.
I think she was doing that on purpose to bum you out so you wouldn't ask her out anymore.
We were living in sin.
She wanted to keep you weak so you wouldn't try to do her that night.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Probably.
It worked. We couldn't stand each other.
That's right. I forgot it was that girl.
You like salmon? Do you like sushi? You like it raw?
Yeah.
Do you like halibut?
Yeah. It's so weird enough.
I'm going to get the eel with the shark fin. Great.
And who would be like, well, that's what I'm having.
How do I eat the shark fin? It's not chewy.
How about a fast fact? Al Pacino didn't win an Oscar until his 8th nomination.
Oh.
Yep.
Best actor for Scent of a Woman in 93, which has got to be on the list of his worst movies.
You don't like that? I watch it all the time when it's on.
Godfather, Serpico, Scarface, Heat, Dog Day Afternoon, Insomnia.
Yeah.
Everyone that I just named is 10 times better than Scent of a Woman.
He's in the new Quentin Tarantino, too.
Oh, yeah. He is? Did you see the red carpet photos from that?
Did you see the trailer? They finally released a trailer.
Oh, an actual trailer?
An actual trailer.
Well, did you read the story that said Quentin's begging everyone not to tell everyone what happened? Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Because he showed it at Cannes Film Festival. Uh-huh. And after the thing, he was like, please, you guys, please. The whole joy of going to a movie is getting a story told to you for the first time.
People are mad that he didn't give Margot Robbie a good
more lines.
Yeah,
right.
More lines, yeah.
It was cool seeing DiCaprio and Brad Pitt walk that red carpet together. I'll show you the pictures.
Did they hold hands? Wait,
did they?
Oh, but
piggyback
they, you know,
each other?
Like, even the photographers are like all starstruck in the background, all smiling.
Oh, look who it is.
Two old dogs.
Chanel number 5.
Take it up to, you know, Jack Nicholson. I'm just following in his footsteps. Right.
Paul McCartney wouldn't let Weird Al do a parody of Live and Let Die because it was called Chicken Pot Pie.
A chicken pot pie. Live and let
die. Paul McCartney is a vegetarian and doesn't want to promote eating meat.
I want my peas and my carrots.
So he said, no, sauce. Weird Al, you can't have my song, Live and Let Die.
That'd be a good one. Chicken pot pie. I like it. Burning.
You like the food or the song?
Both.
Okay.
I think chicken pot pie would have been hilarious.
All right.
Could he have said, like, tofu chicken pot pie?
I can't stand the tofu chicken.
It's the worst.
I'm not
dying to try that Impossible Burger, Impossible Sausage. What do you think?
It's good. It's good enough.
They're saying the orders are, like, Burger King's going to make an Impossible Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
And that they can't even keep up. They're adding a third shift over at the factory. I think it's right in Oakland, right?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. I don't know. They're good, but I've always liked Garden Burgers.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not like I didn't enjoy the ones that were already out there.
Right. These ones apparently so good. Burger King's on it.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Well, buy some up for your 4th of July party.
Maybe I will.
Oh.
Pat will finally be like, finally! You're going to serve me some food I can eat.
Well, no, we always make some kind of veggie burger for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had the Impossible Burger, right?
Can you just go get it? I thought that was the whole thing.
Of them, I think, if it's the same one,
the
at Whole
ones?
Foods.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They're in they weren't there the first time, though. Right. So I think what happens is veg people who find them
by the
stock
mall.
Up.
Right. I'm
going to
fill
gone.
My freezer with
mm-hmm.
these.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, wow. Oh, don't drink. Don't text and drive is what I meant
don't
to say.
Don't drink and drive. Too.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't
either.
Do anything and drive except drive.
Wow, he bought Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati and he's worth $20 million and his daughter's worth $160 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Billy Ray was like, you're an idiot. Thanks for the car, buddy.
Seriously, Chevy or Ford?
408 says, Vinny, have you seen Halsey dancing to Old Town Road? I have not.
No, I haven't either.
Has anybody?
No, but I saw it on my Facebook this morning. Someone posted it on my page.
Is she super hot?
Oh, she probably has chapless.
Assless chaps.
There you go. That's
you know, all chaps are assless, guys.
Oh, geez.
Well, they chaps have
wow.
no ass.
You really are a stickler.
You could just say chaps. She's got chaps on. Does she have anything under the chaps? That's the question.
Yes. I was reading up.
Oh, so she's got pants. Oh, boy.
Is that her?
That doesn't look like her.
Why does it keep going to sad people?
I know, right? I think that's her.
Yeah, that's her.
That's fine. Okay.
Well, that's from TMZ.
That's more than okay, but all right.
It's good.
Nice. She got like little leather panties on underneath them.
Mooey BN, yes. Very nice.
That part is mooey.
Are you watching this? Is she twerking the whole time?
Not the whole time, but she's doing it. You know, she's got some moves.
Twerk, 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 twerk.
But they keep going back to that same.
Oh, I took it off.
It's all right.
All right. Well, Halsey's a little hottie.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Agreed. Pretty clear why Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck didn't work out.
It's work.
Wow.
The best kind of work. Bye.
Felicia.
Mitch, bye. Follow.
I can't.
408 says,
Jennifer Garner was very charming.
Hooman used to put coffee in his mailbox.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
right.
What do you mean, used to? I still do.
Oh.
What do you mean, used to?
When's the last time you did the coffee enema?
Yesterday.
Oh. You're back on those now, huh?
Yeah, because it really helps me detox and get all the, like, just
what's
it reduce.
What's detox? You haven't done anything. Your diet's so clean.
It's all the bacteria that's just been living in my mouth, my body, my guts. Mm. Got to get it out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Madonna.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.